I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Mona Malik. She is the director of the play The Guys that opens tonight at Warehouse 21. And Karen Lee and Scott Harrison, who are the two actors, welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thanks for showing it.
So this is a 9/11 play that was written right after 9/11. Tell us about it.
Karen actually brought the play to me. It was written, the play was written 3 months after the event.
It was performed 3 months after.
It was performed 3 months after. Yeah. So it was written even sooner. Yeah.
And it's a play about a writer who meets up with a fireman who has lost a lot of people in his, what would you call it?
His company. Yeah.
Thank you. Has to speak at their funerals and doesn't know how to write a eulogy. And the writer does know. And so it's about their collaboration, which is a beautiful thing and makes one feel like this could be about anybody we know.
Exactly. I mean, I really looked at this play as 9/11 is a character or a background, but the play is really about the individual experience of connection and grief and help and the way we reach out to each other as human beings, especially during times of grief. And when we really need help, often it's hardest to ask for it. And I think that the opening of the play really shows that, is how difficult it is for someone to really step forward and say, I can't do this, especially for those of us or, you know, people in the culture who really are charged with being in charge and knowing the answers. It's even harder to ask for help.
Meaning the firemen.
Exactly. Exactly.
What's so interesting, one of the things that I was thinking about while watching it, is that speaking and writing are such different processes, and the fireman can speak and he can say everything, but he can't write any of it down, and the writer knows exactly what to choose.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, and I think there's that element, too, where, Nick, the firefighter, is kind of overwhelmed by the heroic language of all these people that everyone's getting pummeled with about everyone's, they're a hero and they're larger than life. And so he kind of comes in feeling like he doesn't know how to encapsulate that. He knows them as people, and that's what Joan really helps him to start talking about.
Now, this whole thing of soldier as hero or firefighter as hero, I felt and sort of feel in general that the word is just so overused.
we call baseball players and football players heroes. You hear that thrown around for everything. You know, and I think that's part of the language is what bothers him, bothers both of them. It's sort of that tossed around language, and that it ends up losing its meaning. What a hero actually is lost when it's, you know, thrown around for a kicker on a football team who wins in the last second of a game.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and it's also that thing of, I don't know, when people get defined as heroes, it's almost like they're different from everyone else, but I think it's, you know, the really powerful thing is these are people just like us. They're in extraordinary circumstances, and they're not these superheroes. I mean, they're people, you know, and I think that's one of the real beautiful things about this play is you really learn about these men as just people.
You, Scott Harrison, do a mean New York firefighter accent.
Thanks to YouTube.
Really? Where on YouTube do you go to find that accent?
Well, I had a voice teacher in school who helped me with some of the just kind of the basic things. But then I wanted to find a real person. And there was a firefighter on who's got large chunks of an interview on YouTube. And he's from New York and he's a firefighter. And I liked the way that it just kind of resonated with me. So I used him as a model.
The play was written by somebody named Ann Nelson, and I guess it's pretty autobiographical. In other words, the character that you play, Karen Lee, is a lot like Ann Nelson. She herself was helping a firefighter write eulogies. Is that right?
That is correct. It's my understanding that her brother was or is also a writer, and they both were asked to help out, and then it ended up being mostly her. And so it's interesting, she had never written a play before, but she was telling Jim Simpson at an event, who runs the Flea Theater downtown New York, about her experience helping this this fire captain write eulogies. And he was like, boy, you should really turn that into a play. He was looking for something that was immediate, because their season seemed beside the point after this happened. You know, all the businesses down there were hurting, including the Flea. But they wanted to address the grief, the immediacy of what was happening. And of course, this play was written long before we knew the fallout from 9/11. So we have that knowledge. But when this play was written, it was about then. And so it's sort of a composite. I'm sure she, I don't know that the names are changed to protect that, whatever. I don't
I'm
know.
Sure they are.
and although the character of Joan is not probably totally Ann Nelson, yes, it is based on her.
It's interesting because you were doing this obviously as a 10th anniversary 9/11 commemoration, I guess you would call it. But it does bring up not the play itself, because the play is so immediate of that time, but it does bring up for the audience, when do you stop grieving? How long do you memorialize something like that? Do you memorialize it for 500 years or 10 years or what? And especially, as you said, you know, the aftermath has been so brutal. I mean, how many, maybe 200 or 300 Iraqi people killed for everybody that died on 9/11?
Right. Well, I think the thing to remember personally, I want Scott and Mona to, you can jump in any time, but for me, I think remembering, I mean, I don't think it can't help but be political because of the subject matter, but this play deals more with who's standing beside you, and that intimacy in dealing with another human being and dealing with grief. And it is hard. I mean, some of the monologues and when they were written and everything, Mona and I were working on some of them. It's like knowing what we know now and everything. So we had to really address it in a different sort of way.
Well, I mean, I mean, the thing that drew me to this story, I mean, one of the things that drew me to this story was just something that came out of that time period, which was just people all over the country just being kind to one another and helping each other and people asking for help. And I think that that's something that's always exists and we can always be aware of, and I think that this play is a good reminder of, you know, how powerful kindness can be.
One of the things in it also is that, I mean, especially in a place like New York where there are so many social strata and it's so huge, there's kind of a big difference between the writer and the fireman, or you think so at first,
right?
But then they seem kind of more alike. And I was thinking also as I was watching the rehearsal that's kind of less of an issue in a place like Santa Fe where everybody kind of knows each other,
sure.
whatever their social stratum is.
Yeah.
What were some of the challenges for you, Mona, of directing this play?
Really keeping it unsentimental and keeping it a piece between these two people needing to get a job done. And that to me is the challenge in the piece as a director. Not to sentimentalize any of it. That there's a job to be done, and there's something each of them need from each other in order to get it done. And to not, you know, I mean, the other challenges are just, you know, the challenges you always come up against as an actor. I mean, I'm an actor primarily. This is
right.
The first thing I've directed, and so personally, the challenge is to make sure I'm seeing the entire picture.
Right, yeah.
You know, and making sure I'm keeping that on track as well as seeing, you know, the individual actor. And giving them enough space to do their work because they don't need me to get in their way. And so that was something I was always keeping myself in check about, was making sure I wasn't getting in their way.
There's,
I hope.
Everyone's laughing.
She's great. I think it helps her being an actor because she approaches it in such a way that...
The play is different from most plays. I think the play is itself a eulogy that has four eulogies in it. And unlike most plays, it doesn't have as much of a dramatic arc. The people don't change so much from beginning to end. It's more like a presentation of a moment in time. Did you feel that way?
A little bit. I mean, I think they do. They do grow because they. I mean, he begins. They each. To me, they each begin to see how many tools are in the world to survive, and that you can have different tools that serve the same purpose, and everyone's tools are worth seeing and worth being used. And so I think for that, they do grow. But I also agree that it is a slice, a very specific slice of these people's life. You don't, you know, see the dramatic event. The dramatic event has already happened.
Right.
But they do. I think they do change. I think they do grow.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot with both of them, I think, where they initially see each other in a certain light. Mm-hmm. And over the course of the play, they discover lots of different facets of each other that they didn't initially see or recognize.
And as an audience member, you fall in love with all four firemen.
Good.
That's great.
Yeah, that's good. What it's about. I mean, yeah.
That's
as opposed to victims or stats.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's the title of the play is the guys. It's the four guys, in my mind, you know. And to bring those four men into the theater with us and into the rehearsal space every night is very important.
Now, this play, The Guys, is it opens tonight, and it's this weekend and next weekend, Thursday and Friday at 7:30 in the evening, and then Saturday and Sunday at 4 in the afternoon. Thursday, September 8th, is Pay What You Can. And the whole thing is a benefit for Warehouse 21.
Exactly.
A little bit after this happened, I was working at Warehouse 21 in early 2002 on a show, and you know, the fallout from 9/11, seeing young people and having nieces and nephews myself, and I wanted it to benefit that space, because I like the fact that they don't, you know, teens can go there and they're not, they can just do their art and they're not censored. They express themselves without, you know, being judged for whatever they present there in a safe environment.
Mona Malik is the director, and Karen Lee and Scott Harrison are the two cast members of The Guys. Thank you for being with us on the Radio Cafe. We'll see you tonight. And for tickets, people can call 603-1370 in the 505 area code and Warehouse 21 right here in Santa Fe. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Michelle.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.